Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
days I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements by my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua. There's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. For mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts. Yeah. Open our minds as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they call my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. Just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
All right. Hi, my name is Carrie Hines, and I accept the Black Hair Care Challenge. Listen, it's Friday morning, March 4th of 2022, and we are live this morning. I have to say, it's really exciting. I want to kind of do a live digital diary, which is really kind of going through some of the things that you can expect on today's broadcast. It's hour show number 683, and it's about 11 minutes after 6 o'clock New York time, a little after 5 Central Time Zone. And coming up today, we're really, really happy. We have an amazing guest returning to our platform. Her name is Dr. Shanna V, and she is really a lifestyle coach, it looks like to me. Yeah, I am so excited to have her back. She has just done amazing things over the years, and she'll be able to help you to do the same. So we're so excited to have her join us. Coming up at about 6:30, so in about 20 minutes or so. So we're real happy to get her on with you guys. And then a little later today, we are looking back, or shall I say listening back, to some of the amazing fan favorite interviews that we've done right here throughout the years on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know we are preparing for a huge 700th episode, the 700th live episode of just this, the new show, starting in 2015. So we are going to get all that ready. We're going to keep you guys informed. We want you to join us. You'll be able to listen in. I've got some surprises. I've got a lot of folks coming back. Lots of new folks joining us. Lots of great music that you've never heard. So this is going to be all new and just amazing. Now, coming up today in just a bit, we'll get on some weather highs and lows around the country, along with a few international cities. It's all live this morning. And then a little later, we have, again, just some great, great surprises in store. So please, this is the time to kind of grab your coffee and all that wonderful good stuff and sit back and kind of enjoy what we have planned, again, on this Friday morning. It's really in honor of our Women's History Month that everybody is celebrating in the month of March. We're no exception to that. So on this Friday morning, we are devoting our show to just amazing women. We're honoring these amazing women. We will be sharing some highlights and updates throughout the broadcast and kind of kicking off this morning as well with the amazing Dr. Shanna V. So really, really exciting. We're going to go ahead and get on some folks who also have been paying a lot of attention to the amazing plight of what women are dealing with these days and just great historic value in this country. So we appreciate it. The other day we had on a gentleman who launched an incredible, incredible entrepreneurial effort to create his own cookie company, his own cookie brand, and he has an amazing story to share. What I also love about Ralph's story is that he also is a musician who has likely played on your favorite song. So it is my great honor to get his amazing recent interview to the line, and then we are going to talk about some great folks along the way this morning on the show. So this is the time to get it together and enjoy the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to have a great time on this Friday. It's a little chilly in New York. We'll talk about that in just a bit. I'm Carrie Hines, and stay with us. We've got a lot more to go this morning. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us right now. He runs actually the Soul Snacks Cookie Company. His name is Ralph Roll. Now, Ralph, you are the man behind the Soul Snacks Cookie Company. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. My cookie company, I started many years ago, actually back in 1996, in my apartment in the Bronx. And the product came from original recipes that dated back almost to the turn of the century of 1900s. From my grandmother, I just watched She baked and my mother baked, and just learned from there, and then took that to the marketplace later on. That's a very, very, very condensed story. But I learned from my, watching my grandmother, my mother just be in the kitchen. Those are the origins of where we started.
Well, that is amazing. It really is. When I saw your name, I said, well, hold it. Is that, I guess you get a little bit of the folks, because your name, did I pronounce it correctly? Is it Roll?
Yeah, it's Roll. The E is silent.
It's Roll, okay. Well, don't people kind of make a connection between Roll and Cookie? Has that been brought to your attention? Probably more than once. So I just love it. So that's why wow, how neat is that? Okay, so you got to tell us about the Soul Snacks cookies. You have got to tell everybody about it, because when I saw it, just caught my attention right away. So please share a little bit more about your amazing company.
Well, when we started the company in 1996, it was basically my girlfriend and I were trying to figure out a way to save money for the holidays.
Mm.
In doing that, we had 36 friends and family, and that was the only way that we could, afford to actually give out gifts. So I suggested, why don't we make the cookies? Because I had made cookies for her when we had first started living together. And we gave the cookies out to everyone, and everyone got back in touch and said, wow, these are really good. You should think about selling them. And so we said, I thought about doing it before. This is a sign. So let's just follow the sign and start selling the product. So the very first place that I sold the product, I was playing drums at an open mic at a place. You know Sylvia's restaurant in New York City. Most people do.
Yeah.
And Sylvia's restaurant at the time was the proprietor for the evening. So I called her up and I said, Mel, I have an idea. I want to sell cookies, and I'd like to do it there at the open mic. And she said, fine, do it. There's no problem. I brought the cookies in, and we gave samples away, and everyone bought the cookies. And there was a guy at the bar from a magazine called YSB Magazine, used to be owned by BET.
Okay.
And he liked the cookies. And
remember that magazine, yes.
Yes. So he said, tell me more about what you guys, are doing. And I told him, well, I'm the drummer at the Apollo Theater. I'm on the television show, Showtime at the Apollo. And my girlfriend is a Juilliard graduate, and we both came out of public housing. And we decided to start the business. And I thought we would only get a couple of responses from it, and I was totally wrong. We got hundreds of people buying the cookies, which made it very difficult for us to bake out of our small apartment oven. So I asked a friend of mine whose mom had a brownstone, and the bottom of the brownstone was vacant, and I asked Ms. Durant, is her name, if I could convert it into a kitchen, and I just knew she was going to say no. But she actually said yes.
Wow.
And that was our first baking facility. It had a convection oven, three-tub sink, ventilation, storage room, preparation room. And then we grew out of that. But in the interim of all of that, my girlfriend decided she didn't want to have anything to do with me or the cookies.
So
we went our separate ways, and I ran the company for a while by myself. But that was very difficult because I was – at the time, busy as a musician. So I stopped for a couple of years, and then I met my current wife, and we decided after our daughter was born that we were going to start the company back again, and we did it exactly the same way again, one rack at a time in an apartment. And my first client was Melba's restaurant.
Oh, Melba's restaurant, yes, in Harlem,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so she was the one that brought us in, and she was the one that brought us in again as the first client. The second was Dougie Fresh had a restaurant.
Oh,
and then we kind of built it.
Wow.
We just built it from there.
Wow.
That's the beginnings, yeah.
Well, I'm also a cookie fiend. I absolutely love that. The other reason it caught my attention so much. Well, first of all, I want to take a moment, you know, just if you would be kind enough, and then I want to jump back to the cookies. But can you tell us a little bit about your music career?
Oh, yeah. I started as a drummer at a very young age. I picked up drums from watching my brother. He had a drum set.
Wow.
And my mother allowed him to have drums in our small bedroom. And I just loved it because, you know, for two reasons. There was a drum set in the middle of the room, and it gave me an excuse to be able to jump on the bed. But,
I love it.
But you know, my brother, he said I could play the drums, and I'm left-handed. And he said, as long as you don't change the drums around, we're fine. So I'm a left-handed drummer that plays on a right-hand setup, and I play open-handed. And it's kind of worked in my favor moving forward because it allows me to do things with my left hand independently for drummers out there that some cross-hand drummers, you know, are not, they don't really do. So, but that's how it all started. And then my first professional gig, I was 19 years old, with a group called Musique. And they had a hit song called Push, Push in the Bush.
Oh, who doesn't know that song?
That was the name of the song.
I remember it,
I couldn't even tell my mother the name of the song. That was the name of the song. And from there, people, you know, started passing my name around, and I was working in a local band, and I just kept practicing and learning and just, you know, trying to hone in on my craft and turn into a vocal.
Well, you're very kind, and I'm going to just spell it out for folks. I mean, you have worked with the likes of Nile Rodgers and Chic, Sting, Bono, the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, you know, the Notorious B.I.G., Queen Latifah, Erykah Badu, Chris Farley, D'Angelo, India Ari, and so many others. And you were part of the band, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, it's the Showtime at the Apollo, for about 15 seasons, that was.
Yeah.
So, and that's TV. That's the big time. So, was this a big transition, you know, getting over to do the cookies, or did that somehow, in some strange way, might have prepared you for entrepreneurial type success?
Well, you know, being in the music business is not an easy journey for most. And you have to have a certain set of, you know, just values in order to want to survive in the business. And there has to be a passion that you just are not willing to give up on to for most. You know, most of the people that I'm involved with, we all share that same synergy as far as how we saw the business and how we survived the business and how we, you know, just kept moving forward. I mean, all of my friends now started exactly the same way that I started, in a band, you know, hustling in a car with your gear that was falling apart, trying to just make it with, you know, not that great of equipment. And then if you believe it, you know, you just keep practicing. You know, I mean, I'm in a car with three of my closest friends.
Oh.
They all have the same story, you know.
Wow.
You know, they put their fingers and lives and just everything into, you know, their craft. You know, there's one gentleman that's sitting behind me. I saw him start in the business and watched him grow to the point that he's worked on many television shows. The gentleman to my left, he's worked with probably more people in the business than all of us as a, not only a player, but an engineer. And the gentleman sitting in front of me is a Grammy Award winning a writer.
Well, hold up. We got to drop some names.
Okay.
Tell us their name so we can Google them.
Yes. Behind me is Russell Graham. Next to me is Richard Hilton. In front of me is Jerry Barnes. And over on my left is this very cool driver that I don't know his name.
Well, listen, I have to shout all of you out because that is just incredible. And see, and I love that. It just reminds me of how much iron sharpens iron, as they say, and you travel in these circles of folks, you know, where you're all going somewhere and in your own directions as well, but you're still, a concentrated effort and, you know, focused and all that kind of stuff. I think it's amazing. So I love hearing stuff like that. I really do. I've got to tell you, though, when I look back and I started thinking about the cookies, every time I think of, and I hate to say because I said, you probably are tired of being compared to, do you know who I'm going to mention? Maybe you're too young to know this guy, but he was a person who had an interesting story when I was growing up. And that's the only African-American man I can think of, connected with cookies so much. And that is Famous Amos. And so I grew up with that understanding. Did you, have you been compared to him or have people brought him up to you or anything at on that level?
I am constantly compared to Wally.
And here I go and ask you the same question.
but it's good company to be compared to because as far as the industry is concerned, there aren't a lot of prominent companies that have gotten to the level of a Famous Amos. And I'm just very proud to be just mentioned in the same company. Now, what's odd is when I was in public school in the Bronx at PS 77, one of my childhood friends and classmates was a guy named Michael Amos. And Michael Amos used to say that his father owned a cookie company.
Wow.
So the only thing that I heard was cookies, so do you have any? He said, no, my father lives in California. And later on when I heard about Famous Amos Cookies, it was just, the Amos name is such a unique name. You can only assume that that was his father. So, Michael said, Wally Amos is my dad. And actually, Michael made it possible for me to meet Wally when I was he lives in Hawaii. And it was a very, very emotional moment for me because Wally just stands for so much. And just to meet him and he came out and we talked and, he was like Yoda. He gave me so much wisdom about the business and, just how to, what to look for, what to be careful of. And, it was great. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is that's just amazing. It really is. Now, speaking of your cookies, I want to get into some of the variety of delicious flavors and what they, what kind of cookies you offer. Can you tell everybody a little bit about, because I'm just loving just the idea of Georgia oatmeal raisin, but please tell everybody about your cookies that you offer, some of the different ones.
You hit on those two recipes. The main one is Georgia oatmeal raisin, which was one of the earliest recipes that came from my grandmother. And the chocolate chip is basically how I started. I started making mostly chocolate chip and oatmeal raisin cookies from remembering the recipes from what my grandmother and my mother had made. And then just developing from that, we developed a sweet potato cookie, a lemon cookie, a cranberry oatmeal cookie, a chewy oatmeal raisin cookie. We have a French cocoa chocolate chip cookie now. What else do we have? We have a peanut butter cookie. I named the cookie after my grandmother, her grandpa's chocolate peanut butter cookie. And I named the sweet potato after my Uncle Ralph, which he just passed away in 96, about 2 months ago. So, having all
very
those.
Sorry,
my favorite. Oh, getting out of the car. My favorite is called lemon love cookie. I love the lemon cookie that we have. It's a great product. It's one of my favorites, and it goes so well with ice cream. I love the lemon love. Yeah, but we're always developing new. We now have a full line of vegan gluten-free cookies as well.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm loving this. You've got to you know, tell everybody how they can get their hands on these cookies.
Well, if you go to soulfest.com, you will see the full list of cookies you can order in three different sizes, 12, 24, and 32 cookies. And coming in the next week, there will be a full list of all 789 Walmart stores that we will be in.
That is amazing. We've got to repeat that. So your cookies will be found in about 700 or 800 Walmart stores. Are you serious? That's amazing.
And,
congratulations.
And Kroger as well. Kroger just picked us up as well. And now we're looking at Target. You know.
Wow. Well, we are so proud. We are so proud.
I am so fortunate to have the opportunity to have my product in front of a large audience. You know, it's been an amazing journey that I wouldn't say for anything.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes on you, of course, and keep eating those cookies.
I got to make sure that you get some.
You do, because every day I would go down to my mailbox, and I said, I know that they're sending me some cookies. But I got to order. You know, that's my job, to order these cookies. So I'm loving what you're doing, and we support.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. Well, listen, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are going to do some things, and we want to make sure that, we send you to soulsnacks.com. We want you guys to pick up these amazing cookies and join the rest of the world. We look like we're just getting on the bandwagon here, but all continued success to you and to your folks there in the car and everybody that you're traveling with and all of that. So thanks again for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. But, you know,
and thank you for having me. I really appreciate
you
it.
You got it. All right, folks. Ralph Roll, what can we say? The Soul Snacks Cookie Company. Amazing. Just amazing. All right. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. Girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, March 4th of 2022. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you with us on this amazing morning here in New York City as we broadcast live on this Friday, March 4th. It's our show number 683, as we march towards our 700th live broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Today, I want to bring to the line a very special person to us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Some of our our fans who've been with us since we began this journey back in 2015 for this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show will remember our guest today, because she used to host a program here that we're going to talk all about in just a moment. These days, she's on to big, big things, and I have to say, it warms my heart, literally, to bring back to the line the one and only Dr. Shanna V, right here on our broadcast. Good morning, Dr. Shanna V.
Yes,
Good morning.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so excited to be here, so excited to be a part of Friday Fan Day here live with you, Mr. Hines. Yes.
Oh, well, listen, we just, first of all, I mean, we go back. We got a lot. First, let me just tell everybody, because, you know, what you do, Shanna, Dr. Shanna V, I got to be formal here. let me just make sure everybody knows you help everybody to navigate their lives and to just do amazing things. We're going to get into all of that, and I'll have you tell it because, nobody can say it the way you say it. And so we're going to get into all of that. First, we're going to catch up with you and see what you've been up to in all these years since we've had a chance to last speak on air. On top of everything else, like I said, it's Women's History Month, and that's a big celebration for us, so that means something to you. Entrepreneurial talk means something to you, and just helping people. I mean, so you're in the right place at the right time this morning. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, and again, so fantastic and amazing, so I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's jump on in. First, Dr. Shanna V, tell everybody, when you were here before, I loved it. You used to host the Living Room, and we were so serious. We were on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What I love is that you jumped in and helped to really establish this broadcast. This was early on, and Dr. Shanna V believed in my message and what we were attempting to do. Now we've got all the fancy folks and everybody, you know, all these wonderful things, but you saw something early and what we were trying to do and how your program could help us and vice versa. So please tell everybody a little bit about it. Then we're going to get into a whole bunch of Dr. Shanna V this morning.
Yes. So as you said, Carrie, you know, we have established a relationship many years ago, and that is when I embarked upon my journey and vision to launch a talk show, and that talk show was actually a taped talk show, right, in studio and out of studio, and the name of the talk show then, you know, was called The Living Room, and the purpose of The Living Room was to promote positive social change, right, to engage dialogue with leaders in the community who also saw a vision and had vision to really empower their communities. And I wanted to share their voices and spotlight their voices because, as we know, in the world we live in, there's always those bad stories or things going on, trauma going on, but we have everyday heroes who have cultivated their vision and businesses to support others. So I do very much want to thank you for that because you were a strong, I would say, impetus in my vision in supporting me. So I'm always grateful and thankful to you for that. That went on for about maybe four seasons, right? Like just I had about four seasons. You know, I didn't get up to 683 shows, but I was happy to stay within those. Four seasons. I may have had about, I would say, 65 shows and snippets of shows. And
you were bringing
life took me in a different direction.
Yes, but you know what, Dr. Shanavie? You were literally ahead of your time. This is the same things that people tell me every day is what I can apply to you. And so you were ahead of your time. I still remember your promotional banner. I will never forget it.
Yes.
I remember it so well, like it's emblazoned in my head. And so you were talking about the community efforts. Long before, I don't even think I was talking about community back then. I think when I first got on, I was talking about community through the wonderful connections, like what you guys were doing, what you were doing with the living room and all of that. But I remember for me, I don't think it had kind of rang in to me or dawned on me, if you will, at that point that we'd be talking about hair, beauty, and community. And but because of the efforts of folks like yourself making it obvious that we have to talk about community or there is no hair and beauty.
And that's right. I was getting ready to say that.
Right?
Like, you cannot have hair and beauty without community because one thing in our culture, hair and beauty cultivates the community, right? We're all beautiful individuals, and when we step into the community, we're stepping in with our beauty, right? That varies. Exactly. We're stepping in with the hair, what we do, and that builds community. So, it is so much wanted and needed. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we are going to we're going to roll out everything this morning with the amazing Dr. Shanavie as our guest co-host on this Friday morning. And then we have some news a little bit later in the broadcast. We've got you for a little while this morning. So this is going to be awesome. We'll unveil some news with Dr. Shanavie a little later. So, I want to get into to kind of begin this, because the first thing is, of course, we're going to invite you guys to call on in. If you have a question for Dr. Shanavie, just call on in. If you've dialed in, press 1 on your keypad there so that we have an indication that you have a question to ask or comment this morning. I want to jump on in. First, Dr. Shanavie, tell everybody. Now, these days, you're running your own business. Can you begin to tell us about this amazing new business? To me, it's new, so I want to hear all about it.
Yes. So, again, since being here with you some years back, I started to shift and move into a different direction and look at all the things that I was working with. And I made a choice to also accept the shift. And with that, I was able to maintain a business, executive, and life coaching business called Dr. Shanavie Coaching and Strategic Solutions. And this was as a result of being engaged in the community, working with other entrepreneurs, working with business startups, and just working and enjoying people, right? And listening to their stories and just in listening to their stories, understanding that I have a passion to support others reach their highest possibility. And, with that, came about, Dr. Genevieve Coaching and Strategic Solutions. So again, supporting businesses, executives, and just individuals clarify their vision to achieve extraordinary results now, right?
Yeah.
Because life is right now. So it's very important to build that mindset that we live in the now. And yes, the future is here. It's near. But we must do the work now to even prepare for our future.
Exactly.
Leaving whatever happened
love
in
it.
The past in the past.
Yeah.
So,
I
yeah.
love it. Well, and you know what? I have to honestly say, you're not just talking the talk. You literally, truly walk the walk. You made it all the way over here to my side of Brooklyn years ago, and you sat down with me, and we ate, and we talked over business goals.
Yes, we did.
Never forget. So let me just tell you guys out there, Dr. Genevieve is an incredibly brilliant woman inside and out. So this
Thank
is something
you.
That is very good for me to share this morning with our fans. I mean, I can tell a lot of folks who come on the show, you know, here, which are all wonderful. We love our guests and all that. But I don't always get a chance to sit across from them.
Right,
so I sit across
yeah.
from you. And I can say, yeah,
yeah,
so we had a great time. And I have to say, so life has been amazing. So, you know, when Dr. Genevieve sent her information, she's like, well, yes, and I have a practice in New York, but also GA. So I just want to see. So where are you based these days?
So I am in both places. So I enjoy, so again, you know, back to the conversation we were just having and things we were talking about, being flexible, right?
Uh-huh.
And in my journey, I understood the importance and I accepted what flexible looked like to me. So that allowed me to establish myself in New York and in Atlanta, and I'm loving it. I'm in between both places, and it was a very strategic move for me. But again, it was also, as you said, being able to speak it and really question, well, who am I being if I share this message to support others but don't accept the message that I am sharing? Because the same way I'm speaking it to others, I'm really sitting here speaking it to myself, right?
Wow.
So when I began to look at the work that I do through that lens, it allowed me an opportunity of growth and further growth, momentum, and movement. So I'm in both places. I'm loving it.
Well, I have to say, I am just blown away. And let me say, we have a big fan base down in the Georgia area. We have a lot of fans, like I said, down there who support the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hair and beauty and community, those are big things. They're really big everywhere. But the folks down there are just incredible. They've been big, big supporters of our broadcast since I started. And I mean going back to the 90s on that. So I'm loving it, and we shout out our fans down there big time. And here in New York, I'm here. You know, this is my second home. I mean, I was born in Philadelphia, but I'm an honorary real New Yorker. Well, I guess I'm a real New Yorker at this point. After 20 years, you're a New Yorker, right?
Yeah, you are.
So I have to say, we have a lot to get into this morning. I could not invite you at a more needed time to the broadcast, Dr. Genevieve. Folks are looking to navigate their lives right now. I'm raising not just one hand, but both hands, if you guys couldn't envision that, because things are very difficult for everybody. I don't know too many folks who are, well, maybe, you know, Jeff Bezos and some others, are, you know, just skating around. But for the average person, we're coping with quite a bit. So I want to kind of get into some of those helpful tips. And I want to get you guys to call in, to press your buttons, because I see you out there, to ask your questions to Dr. Shanna V this morning and to find out what pathways we need to take. I have some things that I want to ask Dr. Shanna V this morning because there's a lot. There's a lot, and some of us are, you know, trying to figure out, or, you know, like even for myself, how do you identify this and how do you identify that and where do you get help and what's the first thing you should do? And if you're feeling stuck in your life.
Yes.
So those are the things. Don't answer anything just yet, Dr. Shanna V. We're going to roll them out this morning. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. When we come back, I want Dr. Shanna V to address some of these concerns this morning right here on our live broadcast on this Friday morning, March 4th of 2022. How to get unstuck, literally, on this broadcast today. So, Dr. Shanna V, get ready. I'm putting you on our hot seat.
I'm ready. Listen, on Friday morning.
Awesome. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ShareWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Friday morning, March 4th of 2022. I am so excited to have you guys with us. As you guys know, we've been chatting live this morning with the one and only Dr. Shanna V, and we are just so excited. Now, Dr. Shanna V, your company that you run, that she is the proprietor of, is called Dr. Shanna V Coaching and Strategic Solutions. So just to remind everybody, this is the best way to describe it is that you provide support and help folks to address personal life challenges. But please share, everybody, from your words, a little bit more about Dr. Shanna V Coaching and Strategic Solutions this morning.
Yes, so Dr. Shanna V Coaching and Strategic Solutions is a business and professional services company that supports businesses and business owners, so entrepreneurs all the way up to large-scale businesses, executives, individuals who sit in that CEO, CIO, CFO seat, as well as personal just individuals, clarify their vision to achieve extraordinary results. So let me just break down what that looks like, right? So if you're just an individual and you feel that you want growth in a particular area of your life where you feel stuck, whether that could be family-friend relationships, intimate personal relationships with a partner, your finances, your career, your education, your health and wellness, and even how you want to give back to the community. That's when you would reach out to me, and I would support you in identifying three key areas of your life that you want to focus on and create action in, because you've been doing the same thing and getting the same result, and you realize you were ready to do something different to then get a different result, right? So that's the life coaching aspect of the business. In my business coaching arm of my business, again, I support individuals who say, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to open up a business. How do I do that? Where do I begin? So I support individuals, again, in clarifying their business vision and getting them on track with starting their business. So that's how the strategic solutions come into play, right? So it's not only the coaching them to those actionable steps of starting that business, but it's also the business strategy, the business planning, the business development to get them to that launch date that we've identified. But then there's that next layer of entrepreneurs. They have been in business maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, or even 10 years, and it's time to hit the reset button. It's time to gain refocus. It's time to shift their business to be a business of perseverance and resiliency. That's when I come into the business, I do an assessment of the business, and then we get ready to take that business to the next level. And the last arm of the business is the executive coaching business. So there are individuals who have been in business for a long time. They are at that executive level or that senior directorship or that senior leadership position. And now they're ready to tap into something different. And that could be something different within the same organization. How do they do that? It could be philanthropic work or taking that business and adding a philanthropic arm from a profit business and wanting to add that nonprofit philanthropic arm. And it's also working with executives who have been, I would say, tapped out, drained, exhausted, stuck. How do we reinvent? How do we recreate? And we tap into that space to look at what resonates with the individual's heart. One thing I can say that I've learned over the course of my journey in the passion that I pursue in doing this work, when we feel stuck and we want to get unstuck, it can be hard. It's hard because we get caught in a place of being complacent. We get caught in a place of being comfortable. But as I tell my clients and individuals that I work with, if you trust your heart, the hard work becomes heart work. So we can get it done.
Hold it. The hard work becomes heart work. I love that.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to have to write that one down. Wow. No, I love that. I absolutely love that. That resonates with me. Very much everything you said. Pretty much everything has really resonated. Now, I have to say, this sounds amazing to me. And even, you know, but my what's really jumping out as you were just describing all of that is that it's a pandemic. So has the pandemic exacerbated, has it made things, harder to accomplish, you know, your personal goals or having a life strategy?
Of course, I think that,
the
pandemic has impacted so many people in so many different ways, right? And it's somewhat two-pronged, even in what I noticed, you know, in my business. The pandemic forced individuals to gain a sense of resiliency and identifying what does that look like, right? Because some individuals took the pandemic to then hit reset because we were so stuck in doing things the same way, right? So the pandemic shifted individuals' minds to say, oh, well, how can I do this different? So, for example, everything you've been doing for so long, Carrie, with the show, right, that's resiliency.
Yes.
So, for example, the pandemic didn't impact you. You've been able to
get
the show 683, right? Because that is the innovative approach that you had many years ago that did not allow, right, to get stuck. But so for individuals who were doing the same thing the same way, right, they either allowed themselves to get stuck and remain stuck, right? Or they reached out to individuals like myself to support them to regain focus, right? To be open to change. And one thing that I realized also with the pandemic is, again, you have to embrace change, right? Because the pandemic brought about change. So you have to embrace change. You have to continue to embrace change. You have to continue to embrace being agile and flexible because the world is changing, right? We change.
Absolutely.
The world changes. And as individuals, we also have to be open to that change.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Listen, if you guys are just joining us, if you're just tuning in, let me just reintroduce this amazing guest today who is helping us to co-host. And she actually is not new to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans. As I mentioned at the top of this amazing introduction, Dr. Shanna V. Now, she currently runs an amazing business that she's just described on how it helps, literally, it can help all of us. And it's so needed. Believe me, it's needed. The name of your business, Dr. Shanna V, is called Dr. Shanna V Coaching and Strategic Solutions. And I love this. And when I was reading over the information, it says provide support and practical feedback, which is important to help clients effectively address personal life challenges that I say will yield extraordinary results. Okay. And that you integrate coaching techniques and helpful assignments to offer a highly personalized program. To me, sounds customized to each person. Yes, tailored to your individual clients' needs and all of that. So we are loving it this morning. So this is great. So I have to say, how about the folks who are looking to change careers? What about those folks? Because that's what the pandemic has done, Dr. Shanna V. It's forced us to make those changes that we might not have we, you know, probably wouldn't have jumped ship so much. But now we're forced to become entrepreneurs, even if we didn't want to, so to speak. Everything has shifted. That's the word you use, and I love that. Everything has shifted. So what advice do you have for those who have been compelled to change careers or those who are looking to change careers?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing that I would say is, you know, and when clients do come to me wanting to shift careers or being in the need to shift careers, one thing that I've often found is individuals have always had something that they are passionate about, right?
Yeah.
And when we tap in to that individual's passion, right, that passion then transcends to their purpose. And then when you add their passion combined with their purpose, then we look at how we can get that to profits. So I have many, I call them, you know, my sister friend business partners, right? Because see, it's a village. I don't do this work alone.
Exactly.
And I'm very clear and confident in the work that I do, that I have a network of coaches, and we we have different specialties, right? So one thing, again, as I learned on my journey about and getting unstuck in certain areas as well, is I get to be okay with leaning in for the support. Right. So I'm clear in what my specialty is, but I'm also clear in reaching out to my sister friend business partners. So a great friend of mine, Coach Kim Givens, she is the owner of Pilot Light Coaching in New Jersey. We created a program called the PPP. So when the government was giving out the PPP, the Payment Protection Plan checks, we created Passion plus purpose equals profit.
Wow.
So with that being said, taking individuals through a program and a journey where we tapped into their passion, and that's a series of work, that life coaching aspect, to really pull out their passion, to then identify their purpose to equal those profits, because that's how you do your career shift. What are you passionate about? How do you want to create change? What legacy do you want to create? Because sometimes people are getting up, going to work, doing these jobs, right, that are really that can really transcend to their career, that can really transcend to their business, and then they're working for themselves. Right.
Exactly.
So individuals that come to me for a career change, you know, I go through my 20-minute consultation. I get information from them. Normally, you know, I like data. I'm a data-driven person, right?
Yeah, okay.
Right, because that came out of the whole PhD program and becoming Dr. Shanavi. But when people can write down or just answer even basic questions, that gives me an idea of how to support them. And it's done through, you know, the engaged dialogue, as well as maybe a career assessment, because oftentimes they will tell us what we're passionate about. And then once we identify that, we work for about a good 90 days to, you know, to get that individual to where they want to be. And I am a firm believer that, yes, we go through a 90-day journey. Because one, a good 20 days is about discovery, right? Another good 20 to 25 days is about shifting the behavior from what we discovered. And the rest of the day are putting in the action steps to achieve the extraordinary results. Once we can release the garbage, once we can release the unstuckness, then we can really put the work in. And sometimes that's a discovery process. Actions that, right, it's habit changing, and then time to put the work in.
Wow. Well, I'm literally taking it all in because I have, as I sit here and I'm listening, just like our fans of the show, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've been saying that I'm going to, you know, like most of us, we've put on just a few ounces during the pandemic. And I have literally a gym here in my home.
Right.
And right. You don't know how much I walk past that room. You have no idea. And, this, I've got all the equipment and all of this, and I keep thinking that I'm going to have a different result. I really do. Every day keep thinking that I'm going to have a different result. And I don't lift one finger to do the, what's needed. But somehow I keep thinking that I'm going to have, and I said, oh, my God, nothing changes. So what you said today was very revealing to me. I wrote down a lot of it because I need to apply it. I'm raising my hand. And so
you're welcome. And I can give you a quick solution to that because I think
Please.
We all fell into that same space during the pandemic, right? So, some of us are schedulers, right? So for me, I had to schedule it. It went in my calendar. Even if it was a 15-minute chunk of time, I scheduled
it. And there's no reason I'm up like literally 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I can't even say I don't have the time because I'm up. Even though I'm working all the day long, there's no reason
right.
that I can't. I just don't know why I cannot seem to just go in there and knock out something. I don't know why. I will sit down and work until I fall off the, out of the chair
on
business
right.
goals and things like that, but not physical, personal goals. Am I alone?
Right, and that's the thing.
I have other.
No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
You are not. And like how you said, you can work, and identify those business goals and work until you fall off the chair. And one
Truly.
Thing, and I hear this, right, from mm-hmm. a lot of individuals, a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. And you really have to sit back down and really tap into what you value. Right? And even if you value the business, well, the business is not going to flourish if your health and well-being are not a priority.
Oh, wow.
So you got to shift some of the priorities. The business is a priority, but without you, where's the business? Without
Somebody
you, where's the business? Did you
That's
replicate
right.
somebody to know everything in your head to then
wow.
run the business if something happens to you? So you got to shift,
oh,
right?
Wow. So it's your thinking that you have
energy.
To.
It's your thinking.
Yes. Wow.
So
yeah.
how can I pour into the business 100% if I'm not pouring into myself at least 15%? So now you're shifting the priorities, right? So even if you said, I'm going to pour into me 10%, work out 15 minutes a day for the first 30 days, my business is still getting 90%,
exactly.
right? Then you increase that. And then we're not
wow.
saying, hey, go work out every day. We're saying, look at your week. Look at your 7 days. Plug in 15 minutes to start out 2 days a week for the first 30 days. You'll see a
yeah.
result. But you'll also see a result in the business because with that 15 minutes of exercise or meditation or going for a walk and pouring into you for just 15 minutes, you'll see that the rest that was needed to pause from the business was necessary to then get clarity to jump back into the business, right?
Wow.
Because we are worth it. We matter.
Wow.
Right? And if we don't realize we are worth it and we matter, then what does the business really matter if we're
exactly.
not pouring into ourselves?
Who are you doing it
yeah,
for if
so
you're not doing it for yourself?
Shift.
Wow.
Right.
Well, listen,
I just want to make one point. Sometimes we look at the work that we do. I'm doing this, I get to do this, but I'm doing this for others, but it's all for us all at the same time. So everything we do is for us and everyone that we touch. So we have to make sure that we are at our highest to be at our highest in everything else that we touch.
Wow. Well, I have to say this is quite an amazing, and I didn't expect to be thinking that I was going to apply all of this to my life today. I said, okay, I'll just have a whole lot. We're going to put Dr. Shannon V on the hot seat. But I think you've turned the tables, Barbara Walters, on me this morning. You've done an outstanding job, and I love this talk. I really do, and it's quite motivation. So for me, what I'm going to do, I'm going to commit myself to 15 minutes. Because
yeah.
I think I can almost fool myself into believing that I can manage 15 minutes. And so
yes,
if I can do that, then that'll be a great first step. It's better than doing zero of
right.
that exercise. And so this means a lot to me. So thank you, Dr. Shannon V. Listen,
oh,
folks,
you're welcome.
We have been – yes, you're awesome. We have been talking to Dr. Shannon V. You guys know her. Dr. Shannon V, I know you don't call yourself this, but I call you a success coach because that's what it sounds like to me. And so
thank
I'm loving
you.
All of this. Absolutely.
Thank
so
you.
So what we're going to do, you got it. I want to we'll take a little bit of a little music break and a little commercial break. I want to ask you about this.
Yes.
Who are, you mentioned about heroes. We have to talk about March being Women's History Month, literally. And so who are some of the folks
yes.
who inspired Dr. Shannon V? And we want to hear all about it. After the music break, we want to hear who inspired you and what does Women's History Month mean to you? We have a lot of, entrepreneurs out there who are female, who are especially fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we'll talk about all of that right after this amazing little music break. And we're just going to have you to stay with us. You're doing a great job this morning, Dr. Shannon.
Thank you.
Shannon, and welcome back.
Yes,
we're
thank
glad.
You so much.
You got
yes.
it. Stay with us, folks. We still have, we've got more with Dr. Shannon V this morning. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I do my hair, Tom. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair, Tom. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm starting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Yes. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaire. of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's
just
what
based
I'm getting.
On the timing.
Why, how on this earth, I'm trying to figure this out as well, how did, and I love Madam, I love both, and all the things
there,
that they
no
stand compare, for,
they're
absolutely.
Both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's
but
not even part of the discussion here.
Right, exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean, it was orderly, it was, I mean, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And so, and she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
He grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's why the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952. Because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and you know, he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
You're listening to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child.
And tell me who,
Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Well, all right. We are back live. Yes, and I love the 90s. We're going to really get that launched when we return to the airwaves in a little over a week. So we'll be back. We're on a production break next week. We'll talk about all that. Right now, and I see some folks standing by, it looks like, with some questions or comments. But first, I want to kind of bring back to the line Dr. Shanna V. And Dr. Shanna V is our very special guest today. And as I say, she is just returning. She's always been a part of our family here. She is Dr. Shanna V. Do folks just call you like a lifestyle coach? Or what do they just say? I know that you are operating an amazing business out here, and I think we should just say it officially, Dr. Shanna V, Coaching and Strategic Solutions. So I guess it's all in the name or the title anyway. So good morning to you and welcome back.
Yes, good morning. And again, thank you so much for having me. I'm having such a great morning.
Me too. Well, listen, I first, before the break, I told everybody that we were going to ask you about some of your heroes. And talking about, we just listened to a piece with Dr. Freeman, who talked about the amazing Madam C.J. Walker and Annie Malone. And we've got some great interviews that are tied to them that will be coming up in the next hour. But before we get to some of your heroes, I do want to have folks to learn a little bit about your personal journey, because I believe that's a testimony in itself. Okay, Dr. Shanna V. So please tell everybody how you have arrived to be Dr. Shanna V.
Wow. Well, you know, I would say just a long journey, a journey of growth, focus, discipline, and perseverance, Carrie. And, you know, we were chatting before and earlier that, you know, when I first became a part of this family, became a part of the Hair Radio Show family, I was not a doctor. I did not have my PhD, right? It was something that was in progress. And I actually obtained my PhD in 2017.
You were very busy. I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. I was just so busy, so busy.
Yes.
You know, I finished my PhD in 2017. You know, a lot of individuals may know, a lot of people may know, I was a single mother for a very long time. I raised two daughters, you know, on my own. As I went through college, right, every level of college, even my PhD, you know, thank God my daughters now are 25 and 22. They are entrepreneurs.
Now, you're not
going to
believe that
own.
She has daughters anywhere near that age, okay? I'm telling you firsthand.
Yes, I have daughters that are 25, 22. Yes, thank you so much. And, you know, thank God they are entrepreneurs. They are doing very well for themselves. You know, they are out of the home, right, on their own and just really flourishing. And, you know, even right after the PhD, I published a book. The name of my book is Women's Leadership Ascension, Tips to Succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And the book was written, the foundation of the book was written, and I was ignited to write the book based on my time as a Huffington Post blogger. I think you remember that too, Carrie, right? I was blogging for the Huffington Post women's section. And I said, let me take that a step further. And that actually ignited me to publish my book. Again, it's called Women's Leadership Ascension, Tips to Succeed. It's available on Amazon. And again, that is a great book to support not only women but men who are really looking at where they are in their career and what they get to do next. It's really a book of reflection where they are able to look at back then, now, and next. So it comes with some worksheets in there to help individuals do reflective exercises to get them to their next level. You know, Carrie, who knew I was going to be a new mom again, right?
I'm
that, right?
That.
Right. I'm married. I got married in, I had my son in 2018. I have a 3-year-old son, right? So,
wow.
You know, God and the universe has blessed me to have a 3-year-old son. I have a bonus daughter. She's 13. I have a great husband
beautiful.
Who's very supportive. So, you know, again, when I say my journey, yeah, a full life, my journey, it, you know, allowed me to go different paths. Right. But one thing I can say, even when I felt stuck in my journey, I always press pause, because sometimes when you're stuck, it's okay to be stuck. Press pause. Right. To just see where you are. But that pause allows us to get clarity on where we want to go next. And going someplace next is a choice. And I tell, you know, just as I tell my clients and I tell myself, I get to make a choice. I can stay where I am and keep getting the same result. But
wow.
I can choose to do something different, to see what I will get. But you'll never know what you're going to get if you don't make a different choice. If you don't go down that other pathway, you'll never know. So you'll be stuck in the world of not knowing, in the world of the unknown, because you can control your power of choice. The power of choice belongs to you, no one else. So I chose to do something different and open up just my heart and mind and space and place to then receive you know, all of the great things. And even through the challenges, right, there's mountains and there's valleys, right? And even when you get in the valley is there to get you to that next level, and that next level will be your mountain. You can stay in that valley for however long you want to stay there, but you can choose to do something different and see that mountain for clarity and know you can rise and get there. And again, I think I've mentioned before the break, you know, I realize I don't get to do this alone, right? There's a village you have to be willing be willing to trust, right? But trust yourself. Mm-hmm. And once you trust yourself, then you can open up your space to trust others. You'll be able to discern, right, who you can trust, as long as you trust yourself in the process. So, yeah, my journey has been filled with ups and downs. But, you know, I'm here, right? Thank God.
Yes. You are amazing. And I have to say, Dr. Shanna V, we just love having you here. I have some news for everybody, and this is a perfect time. First, the title of your book, one more time, please.
Yes, so the title of the book is called Women's Leadership Ascension, Tips to Succeed. And again, although it's called Women's Leadership Ascension, Tips to Succeed, anyone can pick up the book, read the book, and walk away with something to support them in their growth, right? And again, as I said, each chapter ends with just a reflection activity, and the reflection activity is really for individuals to understand, yes, I know where I was back then, because where I was, it has strengthened me. I know where I am now. But I want to choose to do something different. And then it's a prompt to support individuals on, well, where do I go next? What do I do next?
And they'll be able to get the book from our fans, Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. Yep, Amazon.
Awesome, folks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I am excited because I want you to come back here with your book and to please help us to do some of those exercises. And folks,
absolutely.
I think this is a good time to kind of bring everybody. We talked about it at the early part of our live broadcast today, and I'm so excited because Dr. Shanna V, you're coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show with your own broadcast. It's the show within the show, I call it. The Dr. Shanna V Show, right here on Thursdays. Thursday mornings, you are going to be with us live at 6:30. We're going to really be on point on Thursday morning. So you are shifting from this is Friday morning live interview over to Thursday mornings, and it's right around the corner. So you'll be really back with us to usher in your own show, literally right here. So that'll be 6:30 live in the morning, starting on March 17th. So we are excited. Yes. I can't listen. And I'll be able to give you guys the results of my workout. We're going to see if I have done anything towards that. So this is a great teaser. So when you launch on the 17th, I'm going to fill folks in when Dr. Shannon B comes to us live. So we're going to have a great time. I'm really excited. I really am.
Yes,
we
so
just
am
love
I.
having you. Welcome back. Yeah, you're just returning. That's what
yes.
I said. This is nothing. We're just going. We're going to just take it, like you said, to the next level. So
absolutely.
Okay. This is going to be awesome. Now, I've got to ask you, as I mentioned, you know, in honor of Women's History Month, your book even speaks to, leadership in women. But what can you tell us about your heroes? Who influenced, who set you, Dr. Shannon V, what women have inspired you in honor of Women's History Month? Anybody that stands out really in their
absolutely.
Journey?
Yes. So I have a cadre of women who have been in my life and have supported me throughout my journey. And, you know, I'm going to take it just even all the way back to my grandmother, Catherine Van Ness, right? My grandmother was originally from Cumberland, Virginia. She only had a sixth grade education. She married my grandfather, Robert Van Ness, but my grandmother, with a sixth grade education, taught me to read and taught me the importance of reading. Right? So I always pay tribute to her. And then, of course, my mother, Sandra Van Ness. Again, during her time, my mother balanced work and family life. And that's where I saw it first. Like, being married, three children, maintained a career in the insurance industry, and still was able to be there for us, supporting us and making sure that despite her managing work, she also had a life with us. Just in my educational journey and career journey, I don't think I would be where I am with all of the strong, powerful, empowering, inspiring women. Miss Louise Martin taught me how to dress, like really dress for success, dress today for the role that I want tomorrow, right? Like in my 20s, that's what she taught me. Dress for today for the role you want tomorrow. And that was something that always resonated with me. Miss Karen Booker, Dr. Dean Doris McEwen, all of these women were women that I have personally had a connection with. Now, in women in history that have made a strong impact in my life, as I looked at the work that they have done to create change in the community, is Shirley Chisholm. She is a hero of mine. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman elected to Congress in the New York 12th District back in 1968. And she served seven terms. And what really resonates with my heart is she was in the district where I grew up in Bedford-Stuyvesant. For a lot of people who don't know, I was raised in Bed-Stuy, Brevoort Project.
All right, my former resident.
That's okay. Yes. My grandmother was very active in the community. You know, I can remember going with my grandparents to voting polls and seeing change occur right in front of me. So, I can say I was blessed to receive the words of others, the examples, the modeling. And one thing that I always tell individuals, and this is a hashtag of mine, we lift as we climb. Who am I being if I climb and not lift those behind me? So I resonate on my hashtag, We Lift As We Climb, because there are so many others that have taken the risk being the voice for the voiceless to support me in lifting me as they continue to climb. So who am I to be in this world to not pay it forward and do that for others? So I really value and appreciate Women's History Month, Black History Month, Latin American History Month, because there are individuals who have laid the foundation. Right. Because, you know, we have to be honest. We are a cadre of people, right? Yes. And specifically women who nurture. Right? We nurture. We give so much. And again, sometimes we don't get to pour into ourselves as we pour into others. So I want to salute and applaud and praise all of the women out here on Women's History Month. Even that single mother who's getting up every day, going to work, providing. She is a historian because she is laying the foundation to build her legacy for her children. So I applaud all women out here who are doing great and amazing things, for the women who came before us who have done those things for us to be where we are today.
Dr. Shanavi, I have to say, you're doing the work, obviously. You're helping so many other folks, and you are just a reminder to me that this whole broadcast is predicated on the amazing accomplishments of women. It is inspired by women of color. It is for our number one contributor to our broadcast, of course, women of color, and we just continue to, if I can just help along the way to continue the work of these incredible folks like yourself and so many others who've come before you, then I am, I feel like I'm just, you know, I'm doing something, you know, worthwhile. So I just want to say thank you. You are just, I have no more words. It's a drop the mic moment for the show. And as you said,
thank you.
Shirley Chisholm, well, guess what? We can add Dr. Shanavi to that long list of accomplished women.
Well, thank you so much,
thank you.
Mr. Carrie Hines. Thank you always, and thank you to the Here Radio Show again.
Yeah.
You know, you always get back to the beginning, right? Always back to your foundation, so I'm always elated to be part of the family. So thank you so much this morning.
You got it. So Thursday morning, 6:30 live, folks. Wake up a little earlier. Live talk.
Yes.
You're not waiting all the way to 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We're going to be on live at 6:30, and you've got a lot of things. I took a little peek at your upcoming production schedule. We've got a lot to get to unpack with your show. Dr. Shanavi's show coming up here on March 17th, 6:30 live. So we'll be posting about it. Okay, I just want to say well wishes to you and your incredible family. And everything else, we can't wait for you to come back.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it.
All righty.
Let you get on your way. You are a busy lady.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, thank you. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Folks, thank you so much. All right. So we're going to keep it moving this morning. We just love Dr. Shanavi. What can I say? She's an incredible, incredible source. And the one thing that she said that really has resonated, but I've written down, I'm putting it on social media in just a moment, that is, keep doing the work until, you know, hard work becomes heart work. So I've adopted that as my line. I don't know if she knows that. I'll be getting all the credit for that one. That's a great one, Dr. Shanavi. We love you. Thank you so much and all that you're doing. Hey, want to continue on this amazing talk of accomplished women in honor of Women's History Month here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We wouldn't be doing a show if it wasn't for the amazing contribution of these incredible folks. Now, I have to say, you know, coming up, I do have some program announcements to get to this morning as we are live on this Friday morning. Our 700th celebration also. It's on the way, the 700th live episode. And I've got to be clear about this. This is not in my career that would, you know, I've accomplished 700 episodes. No, my career, if I add on my episodes from my career, would a long way surpass that. I'm talking about just 700 episodes of this, the three-hour morning show. How many folks do you know do, you know, get up and do a three-hour live show? I had almost 700 mornings with you guys, doing 700 mornings that we've had our coffee together and chatted and had a few laughs on the broadcast and introduced you guys to some amazing, amazing folks. I call artists because everybody I think who's been on is an artist. You know, when it comes to, because to me, excellence, like Dr. Genevieve was saying, when you're pursuing your passion and all of that, that equals excellence to me. And so every artist, that's what an artist is all about. That's what artistry is all about, in my opinion. So listen, I was talking about the big celebration. We're inviting everybody back, like you guys saw with Dr. Genevieve, who came back. So we are going to have a reunion live on the air, a three-hour show that day, that morning. And our own little red carpet on the radio show. So lots of fun stuff as well. Upscale Magazine. Upscale, what can I say? Just an incredible nationwide publication who are celebrating big, big time this with their next episode. I'm sorry, next episode. Well, they've got episodes too, but that's another story we're going to get into. So it's my honor to honor them, which is a nationwide print publication. You don't have it these days other than Upscale Magazine and folks like Essence. So they're not print publications that you can just read and turn the pages. So that's what Upscale is putting out. Plus, they also, of course, they have a digital presence. So, and not just a digital presence that is, you know, just allows you to read about, you know, all their incredible stories, but also they're on 24-hour radio network. So that's what's getting underway, and I'm honored to be the driving force, to be the one, the company who is powering that on their behalf. So great journey for us at Hair Radio, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as time goes on. Also, we're going to give you a sneak peek, I'm hoping, into their next issue or two. So, and also what they've got coming up. They've got a big, big celebration. I don't know if they want me to put that out just yet, but I'm going to say it anyway. This summer, it's going to coincide with Bronner Brothers. So, and I believe Bronner Brothers is in Miami this year. I will be there on the scene. So that's going to be just incredible. So I'm very, very excited. Hey, coming up, I have some more talk on what we can talk, I'm sorry, the New York show, which I have to talk to you about. We have a special guest coming up on Monday. Let me just say this, for our 24-hour network so that you guys have some clarity with that. And we'll be right back. We'll take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back with a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I've got to say, we're doing some great stuff. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series,
talking about Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV Network is.
Okay. First of all, Carrie, I'm so excited about being here. I just, I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for a TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company with different divisions and things like that. So it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation because of where we are in the industry. You know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago,
many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know. We don't want to say how many, but then people want, you know, to see original content. Content is still king and queen. So that's what basically we're all about, is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, you know, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little arms of it, which I think we'll get into as we move forward. But that's what it's evolved into. Not just a network,
terrific,
but more than that. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at the beginning. Now,
share
with our fans, I think, tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay. Well, the planet Venus. No, I am actually, I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas. The great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill Clinton and
Michelangelo.
I'm from Stuttgart, actually. Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluffs. I grew up down south. And the first half of my life and the second half of my life, that's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, I am from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. They are my inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was, you know, racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, you know, at that time, like you said, in the South, when I was growing up, you know, the civil rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, You know, so it was very, you know, that's, you know, it affected me and helped mold me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. My mother had a restaurant. So we had a restaurant business kind of in our family, and I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables, and I answered the phone, you know, to take orders, and I answered the phone for my daddy, Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10 up to 14, I was, learning how to be an entrepreneur. And it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship, because it really has helped me to, it has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, you know, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours, in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs, and you helping out, because mm-hmm. it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful, it just teaches you without having to have been taught. So to speak, it's almost like osmosis, you know. It just goes mm-hmm. right on in there, and it's there, and you don't even realize it's there. And then you know, as you start getting older, you're somehow, it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. It's just, I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it, look at the legacy that you've been able to, you know, to continue.
Also my spiritual connection to God, and, you know, my mother and father mm-hmm. were very into the church, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person. It has pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like the mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Reverend James Cleveland, at a young age, because my mother, she put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was mm-hmm. amazing. I'm telling you, my father was amazing. And they are both I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out there. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, in a little later on in the interview today.
Okay. We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable. And all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, and that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And, mm-hmm. and so we're going to get into that a little bit. So, okay, so you grew up in Arkansas, and then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York, but my father was an adventurer, and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas, but
there's a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair about it.
Oh, believe me,
there's a big difference between New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Yeah. Well, at the time, you know, in Stuck on Arkansas, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our region. Yeah, my mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing a lot and you know, competitions and things like that. Like I said, at that time in high school, there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But so I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature. And so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff, and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship. So I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time. That same year, West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girls' state, so I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking the music thing because my family is very music-oriented and all that, and went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going, taking a trip to New York, the theater group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy. I was in Dorothy and The Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and The Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie, right?
Yeah, she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Rosses, and so they worked at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip, and fell in love with New York, and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here, and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there, with a friend of mine. I made some calls.
Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio. And I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross. And I did it. And I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends. And we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And so I got a chance to meet Diana Ross. I met Sidney Lumet, who's the great famous director.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
And I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I think it was. Anyway, I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man. It was, you know, it was really awesome, and it was very inspirational. And she was
so. This
gracious.
Is when they were actually filming The Wiz.
Filming the movie. Yeah. So
now,
because they called
cool.
her Diane, and I'm Diane, and our both our middle names, and it's just that for me that was like a highlight of my life. I said if I can go to New York City and meet Diana Ross, I need to go to
That's
New York.
It. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played. Who's a like a several? I think he's won like three Tonys, maybe more awards for. He played on Broadway in The Wiz.
He
with
did.
The role he originated. The Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey, Hinton. I know Hinton. Hey, Hinton, this Peggy. Call me. Call me.
He is fantastic. So, yeah.
He really is.
I'm just blown away that that was during that movie. Now, what also was coming to be, it was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of, you know, a live program that they're going to be actually, you know, bringing back the Wiz, if you will, for the mm-hmm. TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
So it's, the Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited for anyone to take on that. Now, so your big inspiration, one of your big inspirations, so we know is she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into you.
Oh, my God. I have many in oh, God, many people in different genres. You know, Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at the Wall Street Summit.
And hold it,
people.
We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. You know, we are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just. And I feel that was his life, you know, starting with African Americans. And he and the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in and your faith in God, you know, despite anything. Despite anyone, he had his conversation with God, and God spoke to him. And he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done, no matter if he knew that eventually his life, he had to forfeit his life here on this earth. But to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for him to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human, and we all get off track on things. But, you know, the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith and me not giving up through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart. This industry, whatever we're in, as you know, it is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's
absolutely
very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Miss Peggy Dodson. Now, she is behind the UBC TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson. Now, there is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the Internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dodson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information
right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, so we want to get you guys, following our great interview today, absolutely this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
Stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Uganda Broadcasting. I have a lot of, and you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company, is Urban Broadcasting. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say urban does, but it's, for me, it's urban multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply, urban is city, and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay,
lifestyle.
So urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's how people categorize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And
mm-hmm.
when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. Lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's
mm-hmm.
what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing. It's all us together. I guess you could
mm-hmm.
say that. UBC.
I like that. So the U can
yeah.
stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Peggy,
yeah, definitely.
Tell us. Absolutely. Tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to measure and time things correctly.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it's very expensive, and it's not easy
mm-hmm.
because once you get out there, you say, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. Oh, okay, I need advertisers. Oh, it's, you know, a lot of my colleagues who are out there now who are just jumped on the
mm-hmm.
air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair. You know, just by having the stress of doing that.
Yes.
Yes.
I can speak to that.
Yes.
One.
You know, so my goal is to roll out, you know, to start the digital part, which I have started officially last year. We have a live stream channel that where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out a whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you
wow.
know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me, it's you know, and there's still a major cost because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to – what we're doing is the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have – some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year,
this spring, actually. I mean, the date is close, so I've got to, like, I'm going to say the date. But we will actually be in about 40 million households, and and we'll have channels. We'll have channel positions soon, because I know people want to know that. And I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You come back and tell all the folks at the Hair Radio Show.
Yes,
okay,
most
so
definitely.
We can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, that's I would definitely do that. It would be real. It's going to be soon, sooner than later. It's going to be soon, but you know, that's what we're planning on doing, and I'm very, very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say, it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and over years and years of research, and years and years of research and marketing and all that, and TV production, and what I've done with NCAA sports, and that's my background is from live TV. So I love live television, but I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
Peggy, I have to say, I'm not interrupting you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know, and I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show, and she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network. We're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see, we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited, and we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look. There's a whole lot of, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting. And when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So, is there some, big, disconnect between broadcast and internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
It's changing because it has to. Somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
Except turning your channel. Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other. And you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. It's not really set up. You have big public companies who
are dividend driven, and they're not content driven. They're, you know, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. Those, the multi-billion-dollar business. Sometimes, like Fox, that's what anchors, is one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol, and then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable too is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. If you have a formula, or you have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, you may, it's gotten worse. I don't know. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, you know, anger and animosity in order for that, in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on. And a part of that is true, but it's not all true. And we're not represented at all. And, you know, and the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical. And, I mean, there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just people
right.
I mean, it's just like, okay, this is a black show. Even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula. And they put this and that. Let's put this. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and then this and this. And that's the recipe. And that's and if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. There is a big disconnect, and it has to do with culture. It has to do a disconnect with color. It has to do with people who are in positions who feel they think they know who we are and they don't, who don't know the story. But in essence, they know, all they know is that we have the buying power, $1.1 trillion, and they want our eyeballs. They need the eyeballs in order to bring on Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and KFC and McDonald's. I mean, those companies know about our buying power. But
I love that. The word power, that's where all of this and what it all means. And I think that, and I think you have completely and eloquently stated what I believe is the disconnect. So going forward, we have the folks like yourself, UBC TV Network, Urban Lifestyle Programming, and you're based out of, you're based where? I just want to make sure we hit all of that.
I'm in New York. I'm in New York City.
New York City!
And, you know, in Harlem, which is the urban capital of the world, you know, it's New York City, and we have a new base that we're building in Las Vegas, and I'll talk about that at some point. We're going
terrific.
To be doing some really exciting things there with another division of the company. We're based here, but we're a global company. We're looking right now. We have some productions that we're working on, a major reality show with a major celebrity that I can't announce it yet. Yes,
okay,
a major
but you
celebrity
promised to come back
that we,
here and tell
yes,
the fans
we have a
of
major,
the Hit Radio Show.
A major celebrity that we're doing a deal with that we are going to. We're doing a reality show with them. We're going to be following them around, not just here, but we're going overseas. And so that is, you know, that's kind of like what, and some of the programs, the teasers and stuff will be available online. And the rest of it will be on cable. And that's what I like. I like going between, I like the model that I've created because it gives me the flexibility to do things online.
Right, you're not just doing one thing only.
Right, I'm not just stuck to cable, and I'm not just stuck
you know, on one just online, it gives me the flexibility to go back and forth with a show, actually. You can take mm-hmm. part of the show, you can put it online and take another part of it, you put on cable. That way you go back and forth and you hit different audiences by that way. And we are a producing network, which is very important. I wanted to say that. Even though we are doing partnerships with other producers and production companies, mm-hmm. but I am a showrunner and I've created my own originals, and I have a great production manager, Academy Award nominated production manager. He's done everything.
Wow.
Worked with Billy Joel. He knows music and knows sports, and he's just awesome. So it gives
wow.
us the ability to be a producing network so that we can actually produce our own originals. We can create the originals. We can produce them and distribute them. And we bring in our own advertising and sponsors and things like that. And I have an agency that I'm also dealing with. But it gives flexibility for creativity,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted because I'm a creative person. I don't want to be in a box
yes.
where, oh, I'm just a cable network, so I just got to do this. And I love my cable
right.
people, or I'm just online, so I just can't do this. No, I love my technology people, so I want both. I want
wow.
both. So it gives us the opportunity to not only create wonderful kind of like reality shows, music events, things of that nature that we have some, oh God, we have some exciting things planned. I tell you, we are
getting ready
to step out.
You guys are
into the spotlight.
Moving along. Now,
yes.
I do want to ask you, Peggy, being a successful person out there in business, what words could you say to someone who's trying to follow in the great footsteps that you have trailblazed in terms of broadcasting and setting up your own network and working just all over the country with folks? What words can you say that just might be that great little inspiration that someone needs about now?
There's a couple things. My inspirational words is never give up. My Jewish godfather, who has passed away, Burl Walk, always told me, he says, Peggy, never, ever, ever give up. That is my anthem. The other thing is learn as much as possible about the industry that you're in. Study it. Go to trade shows. Find mentors in the industry, which is what I've done. I studied this industry. I met people in the industry, just like I did when I was in the music industry. You know, I went to Luther Vandross and I said, Luther, tell me about the industry. This is actually what I did when I moved to New York, and I wanted to find out about the recording industry, which is a totally different industry just being a singer.
Right.
I mean, people think, I'm a singer, I'm not digressing, I'm a singer, I want to be a great singer. No, if you want to be a professional singer, that means you are in the business of entertainment, so you need to know about that business. And I just went to every person I could talk to and had them tell me about the industry, and that's how you learn. And then you get mentors in that industry that are, great people who have high positions. One of my mentors, he's retired now from Fox, is Roland McFarlane, who is the only African-American executive at a high level at Fox in Los Angeles, at Fox TV and Fox Studios. And he adopted me, I adopted him. And
wow.
I would always ask him questions and ask him, do you think this idea could work? He said, Peggy, go for it. It's going to work because it's needed. So I always have mentors, even to this day, that I go to and to listen to and talk about things. And I see mentors and just research and just never giving up on your dream, but also just being flexible because what you see now may be a little different than what it really ends up being. I've had to be flexible in my vision with UBC. Like I said, I wanted the network, and now it's UBC. TV network, but it's really just one component of it. We have media, and we have a couple other, we have film. We can talk about the film division. I have a couple of other divisions, and we have sports. We have some other things that have branched off, and we're also going to be building studio facilities. So,
wow.
You know, it's
a lot.
It's turned into a lot. Yes, I do. And we need to talk about the shopping. You know, don't let me forget about that.
Yes,
that's something I really want to discuss.
Yes, well, we definitely will. And folks, if you've just joined us, this is a very, very special interview today
right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a person who is just doing extraordinary things in the way of business and community. The Hair Radio Show is very, very proud to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Now, listen, we've been talking a lot about some of the wonderful business enterprises that you're involved with. And when we talk of UBC TV Network and some of the wonderful programming that we can soon expect, we have to get into the shopping aspect that is about to kick off right here on the this UBC TV Network. So tell our fans out there, tell the show fans about this wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that sometimes I think I'm just totally crazy, but that's all right because my Jewish godfather said you got to be a little crazy to do this. But the one thing that I see things that are needed, and I try to move to. Create a solution for that, and that's one of the reasons why UBC has been gestating over the past couple of years, really gestating and getting ready to and slowly rolling out. And people say, "When are you rolling out?" Okay, just wait. I got something I'm working on here. But one of the things that I wanted to do, and I've always wanted to do, was to create a shopping component to my network because I wanted to create something whereas I'm not like the other networks where I have to really depend on all the advertisers and sponsors. I want to be able to groom my shows, but I wanted to create an additional revenue streams, and that will keep the company going. And so I've actually created Urban Home Shopping Network. It is a part of – it's going to start out as a show, and then we're going to actually evolve to a separate thing. But it is for – it is an urban QVC. It's for small businesses, women-owned businesses, and people of color who want to gain entry into the home shopping network arena and cannot. I mean, as you know, Home Shopping Network and QVC they're starting to cater to smaller businesses because small business is the backbone of this country.
Exactly.
It is the backbone of this country, and people need to really understand that. And I want to do my part to help the economy. And in order to do that and to give opportunities to small businesses who actually want to get their products out on television or distribute it globally.
Well, let me just tell you, Peggy Dotson, this is such an extraordinary business that you have launched. So I'm going to just take a quick moment to inform those folks out there, you guys listening right now, that you can go to hairradio.com, and we'll put all of Peggy's contact information there so that we know that you're going to be very much interested in being part of this wonderful, these upcoming projects and some of the things that she's working on now. So you'll just go to hairradio.com, our website. And we have a profile there with Peggy's information and all about how you can contact her to get involved. Peggy, I have to say to you, any final thoughts? You've been such a terrific guest with us on the Hair Radio Show today.
Wow. Well, you know, my final thoughts is I appreciate you have taken the, you know, giving me the time to come on here and inviting me. And I know that we could talk for hours because there's so much going on right now. You know, my final thoughts is, you know, about UBC, go like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We have, if you have any questions about new shows that we have, you know, you're free to contact us as an email address, or we are looking for, you know, new shows. I am looking for content. And, you know, if you want to join us or whatever, just, you know, like us. And we have to – all I can say is that we have some very exciting things happening and getting ready to happen. We are going to make a major impact in the marketplace.
Yes, you already are. Now, I have to say, Peggy – you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to say that we have a. I'm making my
step into the film world. We have a major announcement that we'll make later on, but I have a division called UBC Films, and I have been able to acquire major distribution in, you know, through Cinemark, AMC, and Regal Theaters to distribute urban films. And so that's that cannot take on anything else. But, you know, it's like it's something that has to be done because we need more. As you know, right now people are very upset about Selma and the lack of
diversity,
the lack of diversity. And, you know, that there has to be more diversity, and I think that's happening. Like I said, Reverend Jackson is making a lot of moves in technology and to help do that. And but, you know, there's only, besides my company, there's only one, really, co-black. There's only, you know, there's very few black-owned companies that distribute films. So we are throwing our hat into the ring, and so we will be doing that. And I have some, that's another division that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks in reference to UBC Films and our, you know, entry into that marketplace of film production also, film production and distribution. And funding. Well, I actually have a separate funding arm that films urban films. We're looking for films 3 to 5 million up to 20 million. We have funding for you know, anything less we have to talk about as far as development projects, but we do have a funding arm for that. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, we are very excited. I mean, you have so many wonderful, wonderful projects going on, and we're just excited for you. And, you know, so we want to let the folks know that this is going to continue. Go to the hairradio.com website. Peggy is also going to put some special words there for you guys and read all about her and see some of those extraordinary pictures. And we're going to have you back very soon, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Peggy again, Peggy Dotson of UBC TV Network. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Show.
Thank you, Carrie. I look forward to it again.
Thank you. Folks, keep it right here. There's more of the Hair Radio Show to come.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. there are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music. We'll say he's royalty. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Mr. DJ Prince Hakeem. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I want to kind of jump right on in. Let's just tell all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, you are really music royalty. Tell us why.
Okay. Appreciate that. Yeah, I guess because my dad and uncle are Robin and Ronald Bell of the band Kool & the Gang, and they co-founded the band, and they're legendary, and I'm a part of that lineage, so, I guess that makes me royalty, right?
It makes you music royalty, and I just love how you just casually just drops that on in. Oh, yes, that's my dad, my uncle. I think awesome. First of all, we have to say Kool & the Gang has been a huge part of our history in this community and music and, you know, just doing – they really set the bar very high. They're one of the most popular crossover acts of all time, if you want to even call them crossover acts. Crossover act. They were just out there doing many big things for years, and just even to say their name, their music plays in my head, literally, I kid you not. So it's just awesome. And then to know that you have that true lineage being the son of Robert Bell, right? Robert Kool Bell. And we're going to get to all of your amazing music and what you're doing these days. But let me ask you, because the fans want to know, how was it growing up with that that famous, in a famous family like that?
It's normal to me. That's
right. You don't know anything else, right?
I don't know anything else. That's what, just like any other parent, that's what God intended. That's my destiny, you know? It's So it's just normal to me. But I understand what you mean, and I get that question a lot. So, obviously, if you come from a successful family in any job or business or what your parents may be successful in, you're going to have the door will be open for you to go to the Grammy Awards or Soul Train Awards or backstage concerts, meeting all the celebrities, all your favorite artists and stuff, you know. So if your parents are a doctor, you know, you might go to all the cool doctors events or lawyer events, and you get perks as a kid, you know, and that's
you know, as you get older, you realize that, and they say, wow, that's pretty cool, you know. I met Michael Jackson when I was like 15, you know. It's like,
really? Crazy. What was that like then? What was that?
It was bananas. Now I look back now, but then it was just like, oh, wow. You know, and now I'm like, what? Michael Jackson was in his suite with Quincy Jones, Sugar Ray Leonard. My dad was just hanging out after he finished tearing down Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Bananas. It's bananas.
Awesome. Well, I saw some pictures of you, DJ Prince Akeem. I saw some pictures of you with President Clinton. I saw some photos out there with you and all of these amazing celebrities. So yes, I take it there were some good perks, but you're doing some amazing things in your own right. So I kind of want to talk about that. Let's move on over to that. Now, okay, let's start with your music. I can figure out kind of like what might have led you into music, but let's have you tell it. How did you get into music through what you're doing? We know why you were introduced, but let's let you tell it.
So, I think the first thing I kind of remember was being put into my mom's fashion show or talent show, I could say, breakdancing in her talent show. Or I see some pictures now from when I was like 8 or 5, and I'm playing the drums or singing with my brother and my parents, and we're all having a jam session. And I don't even remember that if I didn't see these pictures. So that's early as a kid, since your parents are entertainers and one's into fashion. You're just going to, you know, they love it so much. They're going to put your children in it too.
Yes.
You know? Or you're just going to adapt to it and absorb it up so much, and you're going to become a sponge. Or you're going to run away from it. I became a sponge. You know,
and good for us, you did. Okay. So your new song. You got it. Your new song. Now, tell us the name of this new song. I say it's Royalty, but tell us, is it R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I co-wrote that song with Walt Anderson. So I'm like a melody king, I call myself. Somebody's got to do it, right? I'm a melody king. So once I produce a track, I'll start humming melodies, you know, and some words too, but makes you basic melodies and stuff. And I'll co-write with people, and we'll take those melodies along with theirs, and we'll come up with songs, you know. But it's very important for me to have these melodies, especially in my songs, for my record, you know, because they're part of me, and this is what I'm really hearing on these records, you know. So Royalty was a song I had in my songwriter notes for about 4 years now. I'm just getting around to a lot of concepts that I had for years now, you know. So I had the title and the vibe for years now. I just put it together, the track and the song with Walt Anderson, but I've had that idea for a while. Now, Royalty, Walt likes to break it down. The R is for respect. The O is for obey. The Y is for yield. The A is for accolade. The L is for love. The T is for trust. And the Y is for yearn for our women.
All right. Well, I have to say, first of all, the song is amazing.
That's the hidden message Walt Anderson wanted me to.
Wants you to get that. Wow. Well, now just remind everybody. Now Walt himself isn't he a member of Kool & the Gang these days?
Wow, you do your homework. Wow.
We try.
you're the first person to mention that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's very cool. He is. He's the newest member, youngest member of the band. He tours with the band, yep. And they're working on some new music together. They recently had a song, Sexy.
An amazing interview. I'm Carrie Hines. It has been an awesome show this Friday morning, March 4th. We're going to kind of start to wind things down as we send you off. I wanted to just make sure you were aware of what's happening next week. We're on a production break. So our next live 3-hour show will be on Tuesday, the 15th of March at 6 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to miss that show. Now, all next week, I have decided to bring new content and amazing, fresh new interviews to our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network, our streaming network at HAIRadio.com. And I'm going to tell you right now, starting on Monday morning, there will be some great new content with new interviews, new special broadcasts over at our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network. And on Tuesday, let me tell you, this is the first time announcing this. I have a very special guest. You guys know the International Beauty Show. They've been around for literally 100 years. There's a big show happening in New York at Jacob Javits Center. I'll be there on Sunday of next weekend. So I will bring you all of that. The news is I've got the executive director of the IBS organization will be my special guest. On Tuesday, you'll hear the interview on this. So while we're on a production break, listen to our 24-hour network. And on Tuesday, the 8th of March, it'll play right at HAIRadio.com, along with all of our other amazing content. So the whole week, we'll be giving you some great new, wonderful content over streaming at our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network. If you have not signed up to be a member, you need to do so because you'll be able to find out what we are putting on all next week for the members of HAIRadio.com. So you definitely want to sign up. I think it's going to be awesome. As far as the interview, I think that's the son of Kool, literally, from Kool and the Gang. It doesn't get much better than that. And I love his little tip of the hat about how we do our research here at Hair Radio. Of course we do. We know where the bodies are buried, literally. I'm just very grateful to everybody who has supported this broadcast. I was just enthralled by Dr. Shanna Van Ass. I'm sorry, we were going to call her Dr. Shanna V. That's the name of her new show, and that'll air when we return to the airwaves week after next on our 3-hour show. We have all kinds of new content all next week. This is my promise. So definitely you can tune in 24 hours a day. You're going to hear a lot of great stuff right at our streaming network. So HAIRadio.com. As the outro says, it does not end here. This is where we move on over to our 24-hour streaming network. And like I said, next week, all amazing updates. And Tuesday, don't miss the new exclusive interview with the event director. And I do mean that. You're talking about a 100-year-old organization, the biggest live hair event in the history of hair events. I have the IBS event director, my special guest, next week on our 24-hour streaming network. You'll hear the interview Tuesday morning, probably about 9 o'clock, something in there, but you'll hear it. So please, please check us out all next week. I'm Carrie Hines. I have had an incredible week with you. I'm thanking all of our guests. We'll get on our outro. I'll see you next week on our 24-hour streaming service, which starts now. Go over to hairradio.com. We'll see you back here next on the 15th of March, 2022, for the next live 3-hour Hair Radio Morning Show. Have a great weekend, folks. Here's our outro.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers.